Good morning. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you that we're able to gather here to worship you, to praise you, to hear from your word. Open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us this day in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read to you from John chapter 13. And this is after Jesus has washed the disciples' feet. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done for you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is no greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." On Monday, Thursday, which I'm not sure the date right off the top of my head, what is Thursday? The 6th? The 6th. Don't rush. It's wrong one. On April 6th, it's Maundy Thursday. That's the night that traditionally we look at and have a foot washing. I would encourage you to come out for that service. You do not have to participate in anything that we're doing. We will be doing a little bit of the Seder meal that Jamie's going to do on the Sunday before next Sunday. She's going to do the complete Seder meal. We're going to do the elements of it that night. We'll do foot washing. There'll be a message, and there'll be a candlelight service. So I would encourage you to come out for that. And again, you do not have to participate in any of it. You don't want to. We will send the ladies back into the back and the gentlemen into the front for the foot washing, so you understand what's going on with that. And that, again, is on whatever date they just said that went out of my mind. The 6th. The 6th of April. Oh my. March 28th, prayer every Tuesday here at 7 o'clock. March 30th, every Thursday, Romans Bible study here at 6. The Seder dinner is next week, and there's a sign-up sheet somewhere online, I believe. Jamie has all the information on that. Please sign up for that. If you're coming, just let them know. If you can bring something to help, that would be awesome as well. And then we have the Maundy Thursday service right here in black and white on the 6th of April. That will be at 6:30. Thank you. 6:30. The installation service for myself will be on the 7th of May. I hope you all be able to be here for that. And what's going on behind me? I have a lot of faith in the people up here. That will be on this Sunday morning service on the 7th, the installation service. We'll have a lot of guest speakers, and then there will be a dinner afterwards. Are there any other announcements? If there's a problem with the, what is it called again? The sign-up genius online. If you have a problem with that, let Jamie or Jessica know, and they will write you in. It's not a problem at all. If there's no others, we're going to go talk about our prayer request today. Yes, ma'am. That's my mother-in-law. If anybody's looking for somebody for a roommate, let me know. Was that out loud? No, I love her dearly. I wouldn't want to. No, I can't help but give her a ribbon every now and then. Prayer requests. I have one for Sid Atherton. That's a friend of Mindy from where she used to work. He's got cancer, and she's asking for prayer for him and his wife Sandy, and I'll be laying these on the kneelers up here. Jamie is sick with laryngitis, cold. The family's all got it, so keep them in your prayers. Tammy has asked for prayer for a family that's grieving over a young man's suicide. Tammy's son is going needs prayer for his knee and wrists. And her aunt is going into a nursing home and has cancer. So there's three on this one card. So, and she's also asked for, that's the same prayer request. Sarah, how's your back?
It's healing. I'm here.
That's awesome. I seen you come in at the last second. You have a prayer request here for Sarah for healing for her back. She's been going through a lot of pain, so we need to remember her as well. Are there any other prayer requests? We need to keep Laureen and family and her mom in prayer for this move and for this all that's going on with that, because I know that's hard. So, oh, and Martha's back. Yes, keep Martha in your prayers for her back. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we are truly grateful that we can approach you at any given time. That, Lord, a way was made for us to just come to you, Lord, and seek your grace, your mercy, and your healing touch, Lord. So right now we ask for healing for Sarah. We lift her to you, Lord, and we pray that you would just remove this back pain, that you would bring the healing that she needs, that you would be with Sid and all that's going on with him, Lord, and his wife, Sandy. Bless them, Lord, with the healing. Undergird them. Strengthen them. Be with Jamie, Lord. Help her to be able to talk, bring healing to her body. And with the kids, Lord, help them bring healing there as well. And give Jamie the strength she needs in dealing with all of that. We think of Tammy this morning, Lord, and we just pray for this family that she's brought before us, Lord, that we bring before you, of this young man who committed suicide, Lord. Be with that family. Draw them unto yourself. Open their hearts and their minds to who you are. Be with her son, Lord. Bring healing to his knee and wrists. Help him, Lord, through all of this. Be with her aunt, Lord, who has cancer, Lord, and is going into this nursing home. We pray, Lord, for healing there. We pray that you would just bless her and help her to cope with this. We think of Laureen's mom, Lord, and we just pray that you would be with that situation as well. That, Lord, you would undergird and strengthen, that you would surround each member of the family, Lord, and give them what they need in that moment. I pray for all those other prayer requests, Lord, and I lift the unspokens to you right now. We lift our unspokens to you, Lord. Lead, guide, protect, bring healing, help, Lord, wherever it's needed. We love you, we thank you, and we ask all these things, knowing that you hear us, that you are right here with us even now. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I'll lay these out here. Please come and get them. The altars are always open.
Please stand and sing with us. We'll begin with Majestic.
Lord, our Lord.
mountains cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll sing. The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you.
Pray. sneaking up on you.
I'm sneaking up.
That was a confused look. That was not confused look. That was not. So we'll continue talking about some stewardship. And I'm going to read a little bit out of Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to start in verse 4 here in chapter 2. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. Now, no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, and no plant of the field yet sprouted, for the Lord God had not sent rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground, but a mist used to rise from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. And the Lord planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. And it goes on to talk about the garden and just how really nice it was. And then in verse 15 it says, so you're wondering, what has this got to do with stewardship, right? So here we go. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. So that's like the very first stewardship assignment, right? And it, you know, with spring, I thought the garden analogy was kind of cool. You know, our lives are really a garden God has planted for us. When we plant our garden, we plant it out, right? I like tomatoes and I like peas. And so we plant it out and we plant it. Adam didn't have that. He was assigned to take care of the garden he was given. We're assigned to take care of the garden of our life that we're given. You got your job over here, your family in another row, your church in another row. And it's all about Him. This all belongs to Him, and He planted it. And when we think about the things we want, and there's a verse in here in Psalms 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And so back to that garden analogy. When I'm praying, I'm thinking, Lord, let them peas come in, because I really like them sweet peas. You know, but maybe it's the tomatoes that are a bumper crop this year, and he likes, you know, he makes sure I like tomatoes that year. So it works both ways, right, is what I'm saying. And so as we're looking at our lives and we're looking at taking care of things, you know, God is probably more important that He aligns our heart to Him rather than give us what our hearts desire today. So let's take care of the whole garden. With that, I'm going to ask my volunteers, my ushers, to come up and take up the offering. While they're doing that, I think the children, if you'd stand up. Look over this way. Say, thank you, Miss Bonnie. And you're dismissed. Father God, we do praise you and thank you for all you've given us, for the seeds that you planted, for you've given us a job to be caretakers of these things. And Lord, as we pass these plates, we just ask that you help our hearts reflect on all that you've blessed us with, and all that we have the opportunity to share with others. In Jesus' name.
As you go out into the world, He is able. He is able to help you to accomplish whatever it is He has called you to do and to be. He is more than able. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we're thankful this morning. We're thankful every day, Lord, that You give us. For You have blessed us in our coming in and our going out, our turning right and our turning left. You go before us and behind us. You are ever-present, Almighty God, and we praise You because You are God and Savior and King. You are our Creator and our Provider, and You are able, Lord, more than able. Be with each and every one who is watching at home, who is here today, and who may watch in the future. Surround them with the certainty of your love and mercy. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, and to be yours in every way. And we ask this all and we give you praise in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Go in peace.